The Marketplace Fairness Act would allow state governments to collect sales taxes from online retailers. That makes sense to Jane Johnson. She's president of R.M. Johnson & Sons Jewelers and a Salem City Councilwoman. She says it's making everyone collect the same tax brick-and-mortar companies have to. And it's a good thing for small business owners.
It levels the playing field for all small businesses such as mine that continue to lose sales to internet and remote sellers.
But Nan Swift with the National Taxpayers Union says online businesses will have to deal with a new enormous compliance burden.
An online store, whether it's large or small, would soon have to comply with over 9,600 different sales tax jurisdictions.
Swift says the proposal would hurt innovation and the government should look at other alternatives. Star Anderson, WFIR News.